AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans will see some severe weather over the next day or two. Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Corey Mead on what's ahead for the Plains states.
There's going to be a risk for tornado. Some could potentially be strong, very large hail and damaging winds.
Parts of Kansas, North Texas, and Oklahoma are in the crosshairs. Oklahoma is still cleaning up from the tornadoes and flash flooding earlier this week. The Carolinas may see 2 to 4 inches of rain from subtropical storm Anna, which is off the coast of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at the moment. The economy created 3 million jobs over the past year, but in March, hiring slowed down a lot. This morning, we'll get the April jobs report. Here's our Jerry Bodlander.
After a weaker-than-expected March, when only 126,000 jobs were created, analysts will be looking to see if job creation rebounded last month and again is above 200,000. If it's not, it would likely raise questions about the strength of an economy that was basically flat in the first quarter of the year.
To Britain now, where many are stunned this morning by the results of the national election. Prime Minister David Cameron and his Conservatives winning a resounding victory despite polls that showed he was dead even with the Labour Party opposition. What do voters think?
It's a surprise. I thought it would be closer.
I'm disappointed because I was hoping that, well, the Labour Party and the Liberal Democrats would do much better than they did.
Following tradition, Prime Minister Cameron will go to Buckingham Palace to tell the Queen that he has enough support to form a government. Thousands of police officers will attend the funeral this morning of an NYPD officer shot in the head earlier this week. Officer Brian Moore was 25 years old. This is AP Radio News. This afternoon, the skies over Washington will be filled with World War II-era aircraft, a salute to this special day in history.
70 years ago today, American cities were alive in celebration. It was VE Day. The war in Europe was over.
We are a better nation for the courage and sacrifice of the brave men and women who served in that conflict.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey saluting the 16 million Americans who, in President Obama's view, helped change the course of history
and shaped the future of the entire world.
Hundreds of veterans will mark VE Day on the National Mall as more than a dozen vintage aircraft fly low overhead, commemorating the war's pivotal moments. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The Patriots' Tom Brady says he hasn't read the Deflategate report yet. Last night, he made his first public appearance since the report came out. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Save big money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.